Today on the AMD GPU Daily, we have a packed episode filled with exciting developments from AMD and its collaborations, particularly with Microsoft, as well as some important updates in the Linux ecosystem. Let's dive right in. Quick headline overview. 1. AMD partners with Microsoft at GDC 2026 to enhance DirectX ML, Direct Storage, and developer tools. 2. Linux 7.0 introduces a fix for idle power consumption issues affecting RDNA 4 GPUs. 3. Intel expands its LLM Scaler project to support more Qwen models. 4. ByteDance gains access to a massive 36,000 GPU cluster through a Malaysian cloud operator under U.S. export regulations. Deep dive on news items. Let's start with the significant partnership between AMD and Microsoft unveiled at GDC 2026. This collaboration is set to revolutionize the Windows graphics ecosystem. Key highlights include the introduction of the AMD Radeon Ray Tracing Analyzer, RRA, which allows developers to investigate the performance of their ray tracing applications and identify potential bottlenecks. This tool is crucial for developers aiming to optimize their applications for AMD hardware. During the event, Microsoft showcased advancements in Direct Storage with the public developer preview of Direct Storage 1.4, which now supports the standard compression for game assets. This new option not only improves compression ratios, but also enhances load times and asset streaming, which is a game changer for developers looking to optimize their titles for a smoother gaming experience. AMD is actively collaborating with Microsoft to ensure that these optimizations are effectively integrated into AMD GPUs and CPUs, with public driver updates planned for later in 2026. Moreover, the collaboration extends to new developer tools for Windows, including DirectX dump files, which streamline GPU crash diagnostics. This feature generates detailed dump files during TDR events, providing insights that can significantly enhance debugging. The introduction of live shader debugging is another exciting development, bringing real-time shader debugging capabilities previously only available on Xbox to Windows. This means developers can now debug shaders on the fly, which is a significant boost for development efficiency. In addition, the Shader Explorer for Pix on Windows is set to provide low-level compile-time performance insights for shaders, which will be supported from day one by AMD. This integration allows developers to optimize their shaders directly within their workflow, which is crucial for maximizing performance on AMD hardware. Now, let's shift gears to a key announcement from Microsoft regarding the evolution of DirectX for the ML era. Microsoft is integrating machine learning more deeply into DirectX, enabling both shader-level and model-level ML. The announcement of DirectX Linear Algebra expands the math capabilities to include matrix-matrix operations, which are essential for more complex ML tasks. This enhancement allows developers to write ML directly in HLSL, providing them with greater control and scalability. Accompanying this is the DirectX Compute Graph Compiler, CGC, which aims to simplify the complexity of compute kernels in shader-level machine learning. This new API will enable native GPU acceleration for complete model execution, optimizing kernels, scheduling, and memory utilization for AMD GPUs. The collaboration between AMD and Microsoft here is crucial, as it ensures that developers can leverage AMD's advanced ML compute blocks effectively. In the Linux world, we have an important update regarding Linux 7.0. A fix is on the way for an idle power issue affecting AMD's RDNA 4 GPUs. Reports indicated that GPUs were consuming high power and showing full utilization even when idle, particularly after compute workloads like those from Llama.cpp. The upcoming patch addresses this by adjusting the MES oversubscription timer, which should alleviate the high power consumption issue. AMD is also working on releasing new MES firmware to tackle the root cause of this problem. This is a significant step forward for Linux users relying on AMD graphics, as it enhances power efficiency and overall system performance. Switching gears, let's talk about Intel's latest update to its LLM Scaler VLLM project, which now supports more Qwen models. This Docker-based deployment setup for large language models on Intel graphics hardware has expanded its coverage to include models like Qwen 3.5-27B and Qwen 3.5-35B-A3B. While this update is primarily focused on Intel hardware, it highlights the competitive landscape in AI model deployment, which AMD also plays a role in. Lastly, we have some intriguing news from the cloud computing space. ByteDance is set to access a staggering 36,000 Blackwell GPUs through a Malaysian cloud operator, Aolani Cloud. This cluster, valued at around $2.5 billion, will be instrumental for ByteDance in its AI research and development efforts. Interestingly, this arrangement has garnered approval under U.S. export controls, emphasizing the regulatory complexities surrounding AI hardware distribution. While NVIDIA's Blackwell GPUs are not directly accessible to ByteDance, this cloud-based solution allows them to leverage significant computational power legally. Closing thought. As we look ahead, the collaboration between AMD and Microsoft promises to unlock new capabilities for developers, particularly in the realms of machine learning and graphics performance. The advancements in tools and APIs will enable developers to push the boundaries of what's possible in game development and AI applications. As these technologies evolve, we can expect even more innovative solutions to emerge, enhancing both developer workflows and end-user experiences. Stay tuned for more updates and insights as we continue to explore the dynamic world of GPUs and AI. Until next time.